Hearing the client's story. Hearing the client's story involves listening to the person's own words, values, and meanings in order to genuinely understand the client's point of view about his issues or concerns. Narrative therapists talk about a therapeutic stance or position called decentered, as opposed to centered. Being decentered refers to the ability of the therapist to prioritize the personal stories, meanings, and understandings of the person, as opposed to being centered in his or her own concerns or attempting to be the expert. Hearing the client's story is particularly emphasized in narrative therapy approaches to working with people who have experienced trauma. In addition to listening to the effects of trauma on people's lives, Michael White stressed the importance of listening for all the things that the person has held onto and given value to throughout their experiences. This includes anything precious and important to the person, such as core values and other beliefs, activities, rituals, and ways of living their life. It can also include ways in which the person has responded to the trauma and the steps they have taken to protect and preserve what they value. Michael White coined the term doubly listening to refer to this listening to both the effects of the trauma and the responses of the person to it. White argues that these details of what the person holds on to throughout trauma and their responses to it are often considered insignificant and are overlooked, and that this contributes to a sense of personal desolation and shame. In contrast, when these values and responses are honoured and become richly known, this provides a foundation for reauthoring a sense of self. The modalities of outreach and residential programs provide opportunities for highly enriched hearing of the client's story. During the course of spending time doing a range of activities together, conversations between workers and young people tend to be natural, expressive, and free-flowing. Avoid letting your own values affect the interpretation of the client's story. Avoid translating the client's meanings into other languages, such as that of service providers.